Chairman, Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, for those of us in small island developing economies, we must constantly seek to sustainably and effectively modernize our agriculture and the maritime economy to improve production efficiency, achieve food security, and profitably create additional business and job opportunities for our people. These imperatives are at the core of successfully realizing the Sustainable Development Goals. Policies and strategic interventions must be developed and frameworks for implementation prioritized to ensure that we accomplish these reforms by 2030. It is an open secret that we cannot effect these reforms alone. South-South and triangular partnerships that unlock financial and technical resources while simultaneously strengthening local institutions and building local capacity must form the bedrock of our shared ambitions to achieve the 2030 agenda. Our collective commitment to achieving these goals must focus on increasing resilience through evidence-based decision-making and innovative financing for investment in technology and human capital. Agriculture represents about 1% of Antiguan Barbuda's GDP. But notwithstanding our limited landmass, we are committed to increasing agriculture to 5% of our GDP, creating opportunities for youth and women farmers to profitably engage in agriculture in identified areas and becoming self-sufficient in certain crops. We are currently developing programs using greenhouses and conducting research to inform our national policy. The oceans are central to sustainable development globally, but particularly so for small island developing states. Antigua and Barbuda has a combined landmass of about 440 square kilometers and an exclusive economic zone of about 109,000 square kilometers. We are now focusing attention on the requirements for developing sustainable, resilient, ocean-based blue economies in a region where ocean economy is estimated to generate $400 billion. This figure is equivalent to 14 to 27% of the estimated value of the global ocean economy. One area that my government is promoting is the development of a sustainable fish farming industry in Antigua and Barbuda. We are importing over $1 million of tilapia fish alone, yet the opportunity exists to significantly reduce this importation by producing and packaging this fish locally. With targeted investment, we can transform this into an area which meets local demand but also produces fish for export. The impact of natural disasters, climate change poses the greatest threat to developing our agriculture and marine economies. The 2017 hurricane season remains one of the most compelling examples of just how significant a challenge is posed to our region by climate change. Hurricane Irma devastated Barbuda, wiping out 25% of our GDP in a few hours. Our sister island of Dominica saw a 226% wiping out of its GDP by Hurricane Maria. The uninsured losses to the Caribbean region from Hurricane Irma alone are estimated to be between $7 and $15 billion, and the insured losses were between $40 and $85 billion. Antigua and Barbuda has demonstrated leadership as champions for clean oceans by not just settling for the status of being mere victims of climate change. In 2016, we pioneered the first ban on single-use plastic bags and styrofoam in the Caribbean. We were among the first signatories of the Commonwealth Clean Oceans Alliance, which seeks to galvanize support to tackle plastic pollution. While we are from different backgrounds and from different regions, and in various stages of agricultural and maritime development, We equitably share one planet. I am confident that if we work together, we can achieve the goals of food security, poverty elimination, and by extension, national and global security. Antigua and Barbuda looks forward to working with the FAO. After all, it is our vision for 2020. Thank you all very much.